Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On this edition of Calling Farmers, Jamaica 4-H Club's leaders benefit from technical and vocational training, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Jamaica 4-H Club's youth leaders are benefiting from technical and vocational training being provided under Memorandum of Understanding MOU signed with the Heart Trust NTA. The MOU came into effect in 2014 and makes provisions for promoting public education and awareness of training and certification programs, creating greater linkages and expansion in agro-processing, facilitating the establishment of the 4-H Clubs as an accredited training organization, and fostering entrepreneurship through training programs with local 4-H Clubs. The arrangement will also facilitate expansion of technical and vocational education and training, TVET, to incorporate vulnerable and unattached members of society, including persons with disabilities. Director of Workforce Development and Employment, Heart Trust NTA, Denworth Finnegan, says the provisions under the MOU should motivate young people to pursue a career in agriculture.
What we want to do in partnership, the Heart Trust, in partnership with the Jamaica 4-H Club, is to ensure that through a partnership we can utilize the 4-H Club facility across the island in providing training. We want to be able to work together to provide to 4-H Clubites small grants in the form of livestock to ensure that we can start improving our stock as it relates to pigs, goat, chicken.
Mr. Finnegan says agriculture is to be developed to ensure sustainability.
Any country that is moving towards development must embrace agriculture as one of the key pillars towards sustainability.
And the Jamaica 4-H Clubs celebrates its 75th anniversary this year. Activities on the calendar include the launch of the 75th anniversary and the National Achievement Expo on April 1 at the 4-H Club headquarters, a national church service in May, the annual National Achievement Expo April 22 to 24 at the Demby Showground in Maypen, Clarendon, as well as a special awards banquet in November to honor stalwarts of the club.
Part of the features of the National Achievement Expo will be that we'll be mounting a 75th anniversary village. So basically in that feature of the expo, people can come in, they can look at the history. We're going to be putting something together in terms of reflecting the history, looking at some of the activities that happened over the years, some of the major activities, etc.
Public Relations and Marketing Manager, Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Karel McCormack. The anniversary activities will continue until March 31, 2016. And now for our proverb of the day.
Blood thicker than water.
And this means the bond between blood relatives is very strong and will always be the deciding factor in any situation. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.